record.
This is your host, Ryan.
And this is your other host, Aspen.
And this is the show, The Last Days of School.
Where we will be talking about unfair dress codes and how stupid they are.
Well, at least for today.
Yeah, for today.
So, our first order of business is, why do we need a dress code?
Yes, that's a pretty common one. Like, why in the world do we need a dress code? I get it if you don't want people showing around their unders, but, and their uppers, but it doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, especially if it's just showing, like, skin, like shoulders, or even, like, thighs.
Yeah.
So why does it even matter?
Why are we being sexualized for showing the skin we naturally have?
Yeah. And it says that, I can't find it, that apparently you need to have, where is it? I lost it. Apparently you need to have, you have to maintain your social construct?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, social construct, so then you won't get bullied by other students.
Which is really dumb, because teachers don't do anything against, half the time against bullies anyways.
Yeah.
So
if you would want us to not get bullied, then maybe teachers should actually do something.
Yeah, actually do something.
Yeah, do something. And it says here, all students must not wear clothing that is mutilated, cut off, or immodest.
Immodest. What does that mean? Well, immodest usually means, like, inappropriate or, like, not something you wouldn't wear to church. I guess you would call it, or, like, Sunday school or whatever. So that would include tank tops of any kind, crop tops, shorts, which they don't enforce with the boys.
Not at all.
Too short of skirts. And probably ripped jeans that are way too ripped.
Yeah, that is very true.
Which they also don't enforce on.
Yeah. And it also says that short skirts, mini skirts are not allowed as well. As well as spaghetti straps and similar clothing to that. That's the thing. Spaghetti straps? That's not really that bad. I mean, are boys gonna, like, rape us if we have spaghetti straps or if we just show our shoulders?
Yeah, like, what is sexy about this?
It's
like,
it's
my guy. Is it, because some girls don't really care if their bra strap is showing, but does that turn a guy on, apparently?
Yeah, does it?
Does it turn the teachers on? Does it turn other students on? Like, why are we being sexualized for our bras? Something we have to wear to run because it hurts really bad when we run without a bra on.
Yeah.
And then shoulders, who's jacking off to a shoulder?
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's only the girls. Because I have multiple guy friends in different schools who are like, oh, I sometimes don't wear shirts or I wear tank tops and I wear, like, really short shorts. And they're like, oh, I never get dress coded. But then their friends, their girls that are friends that are girls, get dress coded even just for wearing, like, a crop top.
Yeah, because one time I was in gym and I was running out of flannel over a tank top, and it had fallen down because we were doing the pacer test. And I thought I was going to get dress coded and sent to the office because I was turning. Why not? What's wrong with it? Okay.
What the fuck?
That was great.
That was really great. I'm guessing that's gonna be a blooper or something.
Yeah.
All right. What were you talking about again? I completely forgot.
I was talking about how I was on the pacer and my flannel had fallen down below my shoulders and it was kind of like a sash around my elbows. And I was scared that I was going to get dress coded because it didn't help. The vice principal walked in.
Yeah, that's definitely not good.
So, literally, I was walking in, and we were outside, so of course they didn't care if I was apparently turning on the boys outside for some reason because they couldn't run to the bathroom. I don't know.
Ugh, who knows?
Right? And I walked in, and I'm like, I'm gonna keep my flannel off. It's almost the end of the school. The vice principal gave in and kind of gave me a look, and I put it on because I'm like, I'm not getting dress coded at the end of the day. My mom will be very mad at me.
Yeah. So it was their pace. It was the pacer. You had a flannel on top of your tank top, and it fell down a bit. And the vice principal gave you a look.
Well, after, because we had like the open gym thing we always have, like how you can stay inside or go outside after it. And I walked in without it on entirely. It was tied around my waist. And then he gave me the look of,
oh,
or not quite that, but the put it on. The
yeah,
put it on look.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's just a tank top. Like, what's so sexualizing about skin? More importantly.
I mean, like, if you can see, if I was wearing not a sports bra, and you could see straight down, and you could see all of this,
then maybe you would have to intervene a bit.
Yeah, because, duh, apparently boys think it's sexy to have big flesh blobs on your chest.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot, like, in the whole, like, species of life, or humans more specifically, males have always, like, sexualized the female breast. And it's weird, because, like, the female breasts never used.
They're used for milk. That's it.
They're used for breastfeeding, and they sexualize them for sex. And they're not used for sex, so why would you sexualize them?
Yeah.
And that's the thing with our society. Men keep sexualizing, and even women, they keep sexualizing the body. The male body, the female body.
Well, part of the women sexualizing other women is because they grew up that way.
Yeah.
They grew up, oh, you have your bra strap showing, you must be a whore.
Yeah.
You must be a slut. Not, oh, you want to cool down because it's a hot 100 degree plus day currently and you wanted to cool down.
Yeah, so even in our society, and it's been going on for such a long time.
It's been going on for probably since schools started accepting girls.
Yeah, and even more because of stay-at-home wives.
Yeah.
So that's the thing with history. We keep sexualizing women, more specifically. I mean, yeah, sometimes we sexualize men for their abs and stuff, but it's more specifically women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it says here in the dress code that skirts, dresses, and shorts must be at least mid-thigh length or longer when seated. When seated. Oh, so, yeah, our shirts and skirts go up when we sit down
because we're moving it backwards because that's how we sit down.
Yeah. And what's wrong with thighs? They're just part of our legs that help us walk.
Mm-hmm.
And like
some may be thicker, some may be thinner. But
what's so sexualizing about that?
What's so turning on of it? What makes it nice size? I can. She can crush my head. What is that about? That's like every guy when you give him an example, like, oh, you have. Oh, yeah, I have kind of thick thighs because I don't exercise all that often, so I don't have muscular thighs. You have thick thighs now, do you? I'm salivating all over them. You can crush my head between your thighs.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Those boys grew up with that.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that's okay.
That's okay.
It's not.
It's really not, because, like, they grew up with that, and their parents grew up with that, and it's been going on for a long time, as I said.
Mm.
So, who should we blame for this?
Ancestors!
Yeah! We should blame the ancestors for creating sexism and stuff. And sexism, that's another topic.
Mm-hmm. Another thing in the school dress code, which is what I find really weird that's not, like, sexualizing in any way, are hats.
Yeah.
Like, I find hats really weird because what are they doing? Like, with the masks, I get, because you can't see their entire face. But you can probably infer based on what they look like, especially if they wear the same mask every day that is very different from others. Go, oh, that's them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, what is wrong with hats? They're not allowed within the building except as approved of an activity
or religion
or medical purposes.
What hat is for medical purposes? Hold up. Hold up, what classifies as a medical hat?
I don't know. Maybe a helmet or something?
Dress codes are weird.
Yeah, it's super weird. So, school officials may require students to wear certain types of clothing for health or safety reasons in connection with certain specialized activities. I barely understood that.
Yeah. So, gang-related clothing colors or something or other shall not be allowed in schools or activities. What counts as a gang? Having your hat backwards?
fucking colors. Colors are colors, yeah, man.
I mean, I understand if it's like a specific gang like signal.
Cause yeah, like if you like have like the gang sign printed on your chest.
Yeah, I understand if that is a thing. But like gang colors and clothing. Excuse me.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does it mean? Because I wear a lot of things that would be considered gang clothing.
Like, what about baggy pants? A lot of gangs and movies wear baggy pants. I just like baggy pants. So
yeah, same here.
What and about like, brightly colored shirts? Oh, I like 80s, 90s tie-dye shirts sometimes. I don't like color. Is that a gang shirt? Is that qualified?
Yeah, and it's so weird because, like, yeah, so, yeah, I understand that we would need to protect our children from gangs since they're sometimes violent.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, like, if you're restricting the clothing because of a gang thing, you need to ask that specific student to see if they are in the gang. And mm-hmm. if they say no, just let them wear what they want. But if it includes gang signs and gang, like, stuff, then maybe you should intervene.
Mm-hmm. And this is something personally for me, if I didn't have to follow a district dress code, because this is from a where we're getting our information is from a district dress code.
Yeah.
Is if I was a principal, and they're like, yeah, you can have whatever dress code you want. My dress code policy would be, can I see the thing in between your legs? Can I see what is there? If I can, that is a no-go.
Yeah.
If I can see your nipples, no-go.
Yeah.
Anything else, you can wear a really short crop top. You can come in a bikini and I won't care.
Yeah.
Because you're doing you. You're proud of your body. Go ahead. I'm not going to sexualize you in any way. If a teacher tries to dress code you and go, well, she is turning the boys on. Does that mean you're turned on too? Because you're a boy too. Oh no. Are you a pedophile?
And that's the thing. It's always, it's either the male teachers that dress code them.
Sometimes it's the girls, but sometimes it's the women teachers, but that's because they have to.
Yeah, they have to because they're pressured by the district or even the school.
Mm.
But it's mostly the males. So that's the thing. If it's like a crop top or a miniskirt and it's a male teacher that's recording them, would that mean that the male teacher is sexualizing them since I see nothing wrong since it's a piece of clothing?
Yeah, let the person be, like, for some skirts, I do get, like, them being, oh, you need to, like, make it a bit longer.
Yeah.
Booty shorts, who gives a shit? Like, they're this high, maybe, on me currently, but they're not showing anything. Skirts I get, because skirts go wee,
yeah.
Wee, and there's no, like, boxers or anything short enough for that. Maybe briefs?
Maybe.
But who's gonna go out and buy briefs just to wear a skirt one day?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. But, like, if they're saying, oh, it's the girl's fault the skirt came up because she decided to wear it, and the guy saw her underwear, I'm like, no, it wasn't. She wanted to wear it. She didn't realize it was going to be windy.
So
why should I dress code her and suspend her?
Yeah.
It was the boys. If the boys were respectful, they would have saw the wind, like, start to ruffle her skirt and looked away.
Yeah.
They would have gone, oh, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, we never discipline the boys, and we never teach the boys to respect women.
Or if we do discipline the boys, it's with the girls as well.
Yeah.
Because, like in math, if you divide one side, you have to divide the other. If you subtract one thing from one side, you have to do it to the other, right? When you're moving around equations. Apparently that's the same with boys and girls, unless it's a girl getting in trouble with no boy. If it's a boy and getting in trouble and it's the girl's fault, quote, well, the girl's gonna get in trouble too.
Yeah.
Not only the boy. Why is it one-sided? Both should get in trouble no matter what. Or one, if it's the boy's fault for looking under her skirt, the girl shouldn't get in trouble for, you were wearing something too short. You're gonna get in trouble too. No. It's the boy's fault for looking under it.
Yeah.
Or looking above it to see, like, cleavage and the boobs that are sexualized for no reason.
Yeah. So, we need to discipline the boys more often than the girls. And that's the thing with our society. I keep mentioning our society, but it's true. We keep blaming the victim of sexual assault, of mm-hmm. rape, and battery.
And then, when it comes to when the boy is here, they're like, no, you're victimizing yourself. We're not.
We're explaining what happened. And it's legit against the law to assault someone sexually, and
not
even
in
violent.
All states. This is something stupid. This is stupid. I don't know what states it is. In the United States, where if you are intoxicated, if you are on drugs, if you're sleepy, like way too sleepy to really think for yourself, and you and a guy goes, "Hey, do you want to have sex?" and you go, "Yeah." It's not considered rape in some states.
Seriously?
It's not considered rape.
You need
you gave consent, but it's still considered rape considering you're not in your right mind.
Yeah.
Considering if a guy gets you drunk, like if he spikes your punch or something, one, that's on the guy. He wants to have it. He wants to have sex with you so bad
that he has to drug you.
What if your family has a very high addiction rate?
Yeah.
Oh, you just got her addicted to
alcohol,
the drugs, because it runs in her family. That's your fault. And just because you wanted to get a little pussy. That's all you wanted!
That's all you wanted!
You went through all that trouble to do that.
And everyone blames, you should have checked on your drink.
What were you wearing?
Yeah, what were you wearing? Were you drunk? You don't want to ruin this guy's life. He has so much in his future.
Well, like maybe, what?
Yeah, like what? He's like a 26-year-old guy still living in his parents' basement. And like he's unemployed. He watches television and he plays games all day.
And he watches porn, most likely.
Most likely. And he's like, and like everyone's like, you don't want to ruin this guy's life.
He's ruining his own. If I were to ruin his, it's like, Also, this is kind of off topic, off dress codes, but it's about, like, kind of, like, if a guy has sex with you, it's in the abortion type way, right?
Yeah.
For adults. Well, for the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, it has been known to make women infertile and give them blood clots, right? Oh. The blood clots, I'm like, oh, you poor soul, Like, if you really want to have children for infertile, I can see how that's bad. But a lot of parents, to their teens, are like, no, you're not allowed to get this. I don't want you to miss out on the chance of having kids. You don't get to choose what's up with my body, Mom!
Yeah.
I don't want to have kids, and yet I have to because it's my only job in society.
Yeah, and even if they want kids later in life, they can just adopt.
Yeah, adopt. Adopting. Do you know how bad the foster care and adoption
Dude,
homes are?
So
they're
bad.
So bad. They go through abusive family after abusive family.
And then
when they get a good family, they're so mistrusting. And then because they're so mistrusting, the parents are like,
we don't want these kids. We don't want them because they're too they're untrusting. They don't trust us. They don't.
So we can't trust them.
Yeah. So then they technically turn themselves into toxic parents by not trusting their kids.
Mm-hmm.
They need to sit down and they need to explain that they know that they've been through so many abusive homes and they promise to do better than those homes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
Another thing is that, so a lot of people are like, well, I haven't raped anybody, but I've had sex, right?
Yeah.
Rape can be considered if the person goes, it's hurt, quit doing that.
Yeah.
That, and you continue to go, they have stopped giving you their consent.
Yeah.
Also, anything to do with kids and you being like, hey, kid, you want to have some snacks?
That's sex.
Sex? Come on, it'll be good. I'm like a 50-year-old man.
Pedophilia alert.
Mm-hmm. Kids can't give consent, first off. I can't give consent. My friend Ryan can't give consent. None of my friends can give consent because they're not over the age of 18.
Yeah.
They are not an adult. They don't know what's happening.
And even if, and like, I think the age consent in Utah is 16.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's 16. You want me to search it up?
Yes, please.
Okay.
We're getting off track, but I have to see this. If it is, I'm going to beat anyone.
The age of consent.
Of consent.
How do you spell consent? Consent in Utah. What is the age of consent? 18.
Okay,
but shows increase in prostitution. Wait, yeah, that says prostitution. I have no idea.
Prostections
something.
For unlawful sexual conduct is was a 17-year-old child. Minimum age. Yeah. Okay, so luckily it's 18, but I guarantee in some places it's younger.
I think in Texas it's like 14 or something.
Of course it's Texas. Of course it's Texas.
Of course it's Texas. It's Texas.
Hee-haw. Alabama.
We're putting in so many jokes here.
Yeah.
We're trying to be serious, but we can't be serious.
Because we're Gen Zers. We can never be serious.
Never. Mm-mm. So.
What have we learned from this today? That women
get sexualized a lot.
For no reason at
all.
All.
Sexualism in our... Wait, no. Sexualism. Sexism in our society. Sucks. Sexualizing kids.
Sex.
Pedophilia.
And is illegal in most states, hopefully. I hope it's illegal in all
states. I'm pretty sure it's illegal in the United States. Did you know that cannibalism is only illegal in Idaho?
I know. It's legal everywhere else. I was going to bring that up, but I'm like, I'm going to bring it up after this. We've gotten too off track already.
Already. So it's legalized everywhere else other than Idaho. So that's a fun fact.
Yeah.
Welcome to Not Very So Fun Facts.
With Jack.
Yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about? Okay, yeah, the age of consent and how it's 18, which is really good.
But which is really good.
Yeah, but other places, even in like other like countries, it's like lower.
I heard in Japan, which is why a lot of the demons and whatnot, like 12 or 13 to 14, are because their age of consent is like 12.
Yeah.
In some places of Japan.
Yeah.
So that's why you see a lot of, I'm a demon, I'm thousands of years old, but I'm like...
I'm 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, in a lot of places we need to normalize age not, I mean, like kids not being able to give consent since their brains are not fully developed.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you coerce a kid to having sex with you, that's grooming. And I've been groomed before, so I understand.
Mm-hmm. I've been groomed online, technically speaking. It was during a role play, and like a lot of guys, I haven't told a lot of guys this because I know it was by an older man. I can guarantee you it was by an older man. I was probably around 8, and he went on to do things like, pull up your shirt. I pull up your shirt.
Yeah.
Right? And I didn't know what the hell was going on. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
Right? So I just kind of went along with this thinking it was normal.
It's
now
not
that
normal.
I'm 13, almost 14,
it's not normal.
I got groomed when I was 8 online, which makes it even worse because I,
like you can
and
almost...
he groomed multiple other people on this app.
Yeah. I mean, I was groomed twice. Once around 8 or 9 by on another app. And it was, I don't know if it was like an older adult or it was a teenager, but we, for some reason, and I knew what sex was because trauma. So we role played sex, which was, oh lordy, not good. I hate myself.
As characters or as yourself?
As characters.
That's not as bad because I've done smut role plays before.
As an 8-year-old.
Yeah, as an 8-year-old.
Not really
too good.
Yeah. And then I was groomed again around 11 or 12 by a guy I met who was 17. I met him at a convention. He was 17 and I dated him for like 2 whole weeks. And I found out after my mom looked at my phone that he groomed me. And that I'm pretty sure I was going to be sexually assaulted because we were about to meet up. So I was pretty sure, I was about to be sexually assaulted if I met up with him. So I'm so thankful that my mom, like, found this. So that's one thing I'm grateful for.
Someone retold their story of them being groomed at 19 by their boss. And this boss let his friends watch as he raped her.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of guys are like, well, why don't you come out with your stories? Because no one believes us.
No one
believes us. We're like, yeah, I was like... This is hypothetical. I was raped at 8. I was raped at, like, 9. And they're like, yeah, right. What were you wearing?
As a 9-year-old... as a child, it doesn't matter what you wear. It never matters what you wear. It matters who the person was. And if it was a pedophile, then they get charged with pedophilia and with pedophilia probably grooming and rape. But
for obvious reasons.
Yeah, but even
that's
if you...
kids can't see.
Yeah, but even with, like, when you get older, it's still considered, like... Wait, what was I talking about? I completely forgot. Oh, wait. As you get older, it's still considered rape. Even if you, quote-unquote, consent to it. And even if you're, like... Let's say you're, like, 24 and someone, like, 52 tries to date you.
that's still not good, because, like, there's a huge age gap.
Yeah, and it's also, a lot of guys take politeness. Like, I'm polite to you, right?
Yeah.
I'm kind of polite to those two other boys over there, who are a bit, you know, them, Zach and Colin, right? I'm kind of polite to them, but they're respectful guys, kind of. Right? But kinda. Some guys will take me being polite, going, oh, sorry, excuse me, to, oh, she wants to have sex with me.
We've given those guys a name, the quote-unquote nice guys.
Yes.
They're like, oh, I am nice to you. You should repay me with sex. And I'm like, excuse me, I don't owe you anything. You don't owe me anything.
You just held the door open for me, guy. I don't know you.
Yeah. And, like, I understand if, like, you want to have a one-night hookup, or even if you have a hookup, you still get to know them and you, like, become closer with them. I understand that. But if they immediately say, hey, let's have sex, after they do, like, one nice thing and you don't want to, not consensual.
Because if I'm polite to someone, like, I don't like them and I'm polite, I'm like, oh, hi. And I, like, politely say hi, but I'm like, I don't want to be here. Right? And the person goes, and I can basically, you can see it in their eyes when they go, ding, polite.
Erection time.
Yeah.
Right? That type of thing. I'm like, oh, I didn't. They're like, hey. I'm like, hey, what do you want? Well, I have a car.
Yeah.
And my parents will be out. No. What? Why? You were polite to me. That does not mean a yes, first off. That doesn't mean a yes. You have to get me to say, oh, yes, I will have sex with you. Right? And that does not count either when I say it, what I have to say. Okay? If you come up to me, I may be a horny asexual, but I don't want to do it with you, because you're ugly anyways. Right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, girls don't like nice guys. They go for the bad guy. They go for the blah, 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 blah. Because they actually know how to treat women, first off.
Yeah. Well, some of them, at least.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I have to go. I'm sorry.
Ah, that's fine. We should probably end it here anyway, since it's already 30 minutes.
It took so long.
It took so long. We got to off track so many times. So, what have we learned today? Don't sexualize kids.
Don't sexualize women.
Don't sexualize anyone in general. What else? What else have we learned?
Well, we learned a lot of things today. How cannibalism is legal in all but one state.
Fun fact, I'm actually going to...
is legalized.
In some states, because apparently,
or whatnot.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Bye. Have a nice day. This is Aspen,
and this is Ryan.
Have a nice day. That didn't stop it.
Oh, you need to. I think you.
There we are.
Oh wait, did it stop? It did not stop. Okay. Have a nice day, and thank you for listening to our podcast.
Stop it.
I'm trying to stop it.
Why does it keep turning off?